It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It was just a few months ago that President Obama was hoping for bipartisan support for his priorities. Now, in the face of opposition, he may have to resort to different tactics. The president's budget calls for the government to spend $3.6 trillion. That's more than any president has ever proposed. One question now is whether Democrats should seek Republican votes or if they'll use a budget rule that allows them to do without those votes. NPR's David Wilna has the story.
Hashing out a non-binding budget resolution that the president doesn't even have to sign may not seem the most rewarding way to spend your time if you're a lawmaker. But just listen to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
The budget process is very exciting.
Majority Leader Harry Reid had one more observation yesterday on the Senate floor.
As we work our way through the budget process this week, Democrats and Republicans will not agree on everything.
That may be the understatement of the month. At the White House yesterday, President Obama described his budget as transformational.
The budget is a comprehensive strategy to grow this economy. We will attack the problems that have held us back for too long. The high cost of health care, the budget deficit, our broken education system, and our energy dependence.
But here's how Judd Gregg, the top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee, described that same budget.
What's being proposed here is a massive increase in taxes in order to massively increase the size of the government and have virtually no fiscal discipline on the side of borrowing.
What Republican lawmakers really object to in the Obama budget is the creation of potentially costly new government programs, such as universal health care coverage or a cap and trade plan. But many Democrats consider such initiatives essential and want to shield them from potentially fatal Senate filibusters through a budget maneuver called reconciliation.
Reconciliation, for most people, is a husband and wife getting together and working out their marriage problems.
That's budget expert Stan Collender. He says budget reconciliation has helped controversial legislation, such as the two big Bush tax cuts, by requiring only 51 votes to pass in the Senate rather than the usual 60. And because Senate Democrats are two votes shy of 60, Collender says reconciliation could be very useful to them.
It may, in fact, be the only way Obama can get things done, unless he can convince a couple of Republicans to vote with the Democrats and then, of course, hold all the Democrats.
Not surprisingly, Senate Republicans are not happy about the prospect of seeing reconciliation used to strip them of their ability to filibuster, which is the most powerful tool the minority has to stop legislation. Here's Missouri's Kit Bond.
In this postpartisan time of Barack Obama, we're seeing a little Chicago politics. They steamroller those who disagree with them, and then, I guess in Chicago, they coat them in cement and drop them in the river.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats may want to think twice about resorting to reconciliation to pass big controversial bills.
It's a big gamble, because if you do it with no bipartisan buy-in at all, you own the whole thing politically.
Some Democrats, too, have doubts. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad has already come out against using reconciliation in his budget.
I don't think it is a particularly wise course.
Conrad points out that anything in a bill protected by reconciliation that's not related to mandatory spending or taxing can be challenged in the Senate.
So when you start to try to write substantive legislation and major parts of it can be stricken, you're left with what the parliamentarian described last week as Swiss cheese legislation.
Still, House Democrats may include reconciliation in their budget plan, and the White House says it's not off the table. But Rutgers University congressional expert Ross Baker warns reconciliation could carry a high political price.
To use it basically as a battering ram to get through the president's budget intact, I think is pretty bare-knuckles politics.
A decision to use the reconciliation protections could prove highly effective for passing some big bills, Baker says. But he adds it could also deal a death blow to bipartisanship. David Wilna, NPR News.